Welcome to Next Level Solopreneurs, the podcast about purpose-driven entrepreneurship, where we explore strategies to grow your business while making a meaningful impact. Get ready to level up and leave your mark on the world. Welcome to Next Level Solopreneurs, the podcast for people who want to build a business that not only impacts those they serve, but also brings purpose and fulfillment to life, both personally and professionally. How do you guys like the new intro? I bet you missed the music at the beginning, didn't you? No worries, I'll get that in there. I just had to add something new, take away the old intro, because we had a name change on the podcast, so got a new intro. Let me know what you think. Does it fit the mission of what we're building here, what we're creating? I believe it does. What's the topic of today's podcast? Stop doing this, do this instead. Yep, one thing to quit and how to adjust and adapt what you're doing for greater impact and better friendships, better relationships, better business contacts. How many times in life have you seen people that everyone they meet, everyone they talk to, everywhere they go, they're shilling for business? All they're trying to do is make a sale. Every single thing they do and say is about, hey, can I get some money out of you? That's how you feel all the time. It's kind of like that creepy uncle at the family gathering who's always talking about conspiracies or this or that. I mean, I love a good conspiracy theory as much as the next person. And I probably believe more of them than are actually true. But that's not all I'm going to talk about. The same way with business. You don't always only need to be talking about the membership that you've got, or the social media management company that you have, or the construction company, or the farm that you're creating, whatever. You don't always need to be out there trying to sell people. People don't like people like that. They become hard to be around, hard to deal with. Yes, weave that into your conversations, but in a natural way. There's ways you can go about things that aren't always about how can I make a buck off of this. Now, I'm not opposed to everything you do in life, figuring out how to make a buck off of it. But don't be the person who is always putting it in people's faces, the latest doTERRA or what have you. Here's my link for this or my link for that. Yeah, I'm not opposed to you having a link for things, but by all means, start to be graceful about it. Do it in a way that isn't off-putting for people. There's people who I've unfriended and unfollowed on social media. I'm great friends with in real life, but so many of the conversations that you have are, hey, you want to buy this thing? And that's okay to a point. I mean, I've got no problem with people building a business. That's what we're all about here. That's what we want to do. And we also want to do it in a way that draws people in, that people want to do business with you, that people actually enjoy talking with you, that, hey, there's Ken, let's go have a conversation with him instead of, oh, shoot, Ken's here, run the other way. Like, there's ways to go about things that people naturally want to support you. They want to be a part of what you're doing. I have a friend who started a couple years back. He bought a big CNC machine, a metal cutting CNC, and he was creating signs. He was doing like metal cutout signs that you see in these little boutique shops and everything. And I love that business. I think it has so much potential if it's something that he enjoys doing. Now, he learned not long later that he didn't really enjoy it, didn't want to create a business out of it. So he kind of pulled back on it. But I wanted to support him. I've bought signs from him. I've actually been given quite a few signs from him, but I've also given him business. And any chance I get, I'm going to support him because he is a net giver. He is the same friend who this past weekend came and worked really hard with me on my house and the siding on my house for 2 whole days. Like that, the work that we'd got done was multiple thousands of dollars worth of work. And he traveled from South Carolina to Kentucky, donated his labor, his time, and we hung out. We had a great time, but we got a lot of work done. And I've had other friends come from Ohio to help on my house. When you build solid relationships, when you lead with value and impact first, and you're not always shilling for business. My buddy has never tried to sell me a sign. He's asked me for advice on things. We've talked about what he's doing, and I've given him business, but he's never been like, hey, I'm making signs. You want a sign? I got this sign here that's the Georgia Bulldog sign. I think you'd like it. It's only $150, which I think is a lot cheaper than that. I think his prices should be higher because of the quality of work that he does. And he's never done that. He's given me a lot of his products. He's shared with me. And I will always share his stuff when I see it. If he wants to continue to grow that business, he's got my full support. I will do anything I can to help him out. I'll build him a website for free if he wants to continue to grow that side of the business because of the value he's provided me. Same with my other friend in Ohio who's come and we've worked together in years past and he's helped me on the house. I built him a website. I charged him for the website less than what the value of it is, and I've done a lot of continuing development on that site at no cost. Multiple thousands of dollars worth there, but not nearly the value of what he's given me because we're friends. So my whole point in today's podcast is this. Lead with value first, and not in a sleazy way. People can sense that. Lead with value first. Be a friend to people. Be someone that others want to be around, want to be in contact with, want to get to know better, enjoy having conversations with. Then, when the opportunity comes, they will support your business. Do good work.